We're live at EXT. I've got the National Reserve right here. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Sean, you're sort of the starting guy of this band. Is that how this works? Tell me how you got started doing what you're doing.
I moved to New York about 13 years ago. And I started playing at the Sidewalk Cafe in the East Village. And it was like an open mic night every Monday night. And I just went there and I would wait till like 2 o'clock in the morning for a chance to play. And then there was a guy named Latch who ran the place, and he started giving me my own shows there. And then I just kind of stuck to it. I had nothing really better to do.
Did it take a while to get to the lineup that you have now for the band?
Yeah, it did. I mean, I've been playing with Matt on bass and Brian on drums for about 7 or 8 years now. And then John about 3.5 years and Steve about 2 years.
And before that, what were you doing?
There's a kind of a rotating cast of crazies that were playing with us.
We're normal, though.
You're the normal ones?
Yeah, good.
That's good to know that. Yeah. Thank you. When you moved to New York, and you're playing in New York now as a band, you notice there's lots of sort of glossy indie pop and rock around. It's a little different sound than what you guys sound like.
Oh, yeah. The great thing about New York is that there's a lot of everything. Every kind of music, there's someone or a lot of people doing it. So it's kind of, to me, it's a little more comfortable because you don't have to, there feels like there's less pressure because everyone's there to do their own thing, you know.
Is there a bit of a scene, though? Sort of, you guys have like an American rock sound, you know, the traditional rock and roll sound.
There is. There's a place called Skinny Dennis. And before that, there was Sidewalk Cafe. And, throughout the time I've been in New York, there's always been a pocket of people doing what we do. And specifically the past 5 years at a bar called Skinny Dennis, there's been a really great community of people playing Americana music and rock music and super inspiring. A lot of them are friends of ours. And there's like a whole well of talent there. It's kind of incredible.
We're live at EXT with the National Reserve. The album is called Motel LaGrange. We're going to have you play in just a minute. A little bit different than what you would do on stage. You guys are dialing it back a little bit for us here.
You know, it's not too far from what we do because we actually had a gig for a really long time playing at a gin distillery every Sunday. And we would do what we're about to do. We would do that there.
Pseudo-acoustic?
Yeah. So it's kind of actually nice for us to do this.
Tell me about songwriting. How does that work? Do you write most of the songs as well?
Everyone in the band pretty much writes and write songs. That's the most of the record that we just put out are songs that I've written. I hope to write with everyone in the future. John writes really great songs, and Brian has a couple of his own records. And
well, that was sort of my next thing was to ask these guys. So before you joined the band, what were you doing, and are you still doing sort of your own thing on the side as well, Brian?
I've been playing in a couple of bands. My wife and I play music together. Like, she's a banjo player, folk music, and there's old friends that I've played with once in a while, but I've been playing with them since 1999, so there's like, they made like 7 records or whatever, so.
John, what about you?
I guess for a long time I was just playing under my own name, and I put out a few records doing that and kind of have toured, and getting ready to release some new stuff soon that I just finished up, and I feel lucky to get to play with these guys as much as I do.
And Matt?
I've been playing bass in and out of a few bands in New York probably for about the same amount of time, 13, 14 years. Good friend of mine that I was playing with that actually used to play with Sean kind of got me in and said, hey, you know, Sean's looking to put a new band together. He's looking for a new bass player. I said, yeah, well, I love what he's doing because we've done a couple shows with him, and it just clicked like right away on the first gig. So this is it right now for me because it's, you know, we're pretty busy, so, which is nice.
He said, I would rather have been standing on the stool. Come on.
I was playing with another group of musicians that we're all friends with and, you know, kind of adjacent to doing what we're doing Friday nights, and sort of got in with that community and then started subbing in for the previous keyboardist of this group. After a while, it became a permanent position.
Well, I'm glad you guys are all here and doing this thing, the National Reserve. Sean, you want to say anything about this first song you guys will play, New Love?
Yeah, this is a song I wrote about, I was seeing a very lovely woman and she had to move back home. Her family was having some problems. She ended up leaving, and it was the first time I ever had been with someone who had just, we didn't split up because we hated each other. About like a week after that, I sat down in my apartment. The song just kind of came out of me. It was, you know, it's one of the unique times that something happens easily.
Thank you.
father how he's gone away. How you cried that night, said there's so much more to life.
This is Sean Walsh of the National Reserve, and you've left regular radio behind. You're listening to Exit 97.7 WEXT. One, two, three.
You were the queen of bowling green, like none I've ever seen, before I met you. And I'm so glad I met you. Down at Motel Grand, further on down that road, where the lights all turn low, how I miss you. And it's so hard to miss you. Just to keep myself sane. Between every white line, every mile marker sign, you see Father. And each day I try harder.
Live at EXT with the National Reserve. There's Motel LaGrange, the title track to the album that they have just put out. Where's that name come from, Motel LaGrange?
It was a motel that I stayed at.
A real motel?
Yeah, probably about 6 years ago. And the song, to me, is like more pertinent than it's been ever. I wrote it about a woman that I had met when I was staying there. She was immigrant from Mexico that was here illegally. You know, I was going through a pretty rough time in my life, and when I had spent a couple of days with them, her kids, and it really kind of like changed my perspective on a lot of things. And it seems like more and more that I think about that story a lot more now than I have ever, just because they really treated me with open arms and were like the nicest people in the entire world. And I think people could really learn a lot from situations like that if they just treated people like people, you know?
That would be an interesting concept, wouldn't it? Where did the name the National Reserve come from?
I had a friend years ago. I was seeing Tao Nguyen play at North Six, this really great venue that used to be in Williamsburg. I saw her play in the basement, and I was talking to a friend of mine. He was asking what I was up to. I told him that I was about to go play some shows out of town, and he was like, oh, who's going to play with you? And I told him, oh, well, I have some friends down in Fredericksburg, Virginia. They're going to kind of pick up the slack when I'm down there, and then when I get to the next town, I have some other friends that are playing there. And he was kind of laughing. He's like, oh, well, you kind of have like a little reserve of musicians that you've seemed to have found that like playing with you. And then at the time, it was a rotating cast when we came up with the band name. Now it's a lot more solidified, and it's kind of like a family, but at the time, it was like a reserve of all these different super talented people nationally.
A National Reserve. Yeah. Because it almost sounded like a bank or something like that. Now, you guys are quite a breath of fresh air for good old-time rock and roll. I like the sound that you guys have put out.
Thank you.
Who would be some of your favorite artists, like of all times, or maybe even some of the current stuff that you guys are bumping into out there on the road?
We're actually going on the road with John Moreland. I really like John Moreland a lot. I think he's a real deal songwriter, and there's no BS, you know. It's just he's really playing the real stuff. For something current, I would say that. And I love Ronnie Lane. I love The Faces. I love Leon Russell. A lot of like songwriter-based rock and roll stuff. Like, I love Leon Russell because it's very like gospel-based, and you feel like you're going to church, you know, almost, you know. I'm not a very religious person, so that's as close as it gets.
Well, guys, I really love this record. Motel LaGrange. It's the band The National Reserve. You want to say anything about I'll Go Blind?
I wrote this song actually at a truck stop somewhere in Wisconsin. I'm not really sure. And I was driving home from Minneapolis. I had done a solo tour, and it was about 3 weeks long, and I played my last show in Minneapolis, and I had about 3 days off before I went on another solo tour for a week and a half. My girlfriend at the time lived in Reading, Pennsylvania. Really wanted to get to her between those 3 days, and I just drove. I drove 24 hours, I think it was like 27 hours from Minneapolis right to Reading, Pennsylvania, and made it like about 30 minutes before she had to leave for work, but I got to see her. Mission accomplished. But at some point, I stopped at a rest stop, and I was sleeping in our van, was a little restless, and woke up and wrote that song. 1, 2.
several weeks of show. And I ain't got nowhere to call my own. Not go blind, just trying to find this place. Not go deaf, just trying to hear your name.
This is Steve Okonski of the National Reserve. Thank you for being a member of Exit 97.7 WEXT.